Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Morning Mess. Good morning,
man. Morning.
All right, Morning Mess checking in with you on a Wednesday morning. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Listen to the ladies gossip about this thing. Like, I'm trying to understand what's going on. This is with Selena Gomez, and this is with who else here?
Hailey Bieber.
Okay, so everyone pay attention to this because I need a lap of what's going on with the drama with these two.
Okay, so there's always been controversy because there are people that have forever been standing Selena and Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Reminder, they dated for 8 years. That is a very long time. And then eventually, 2 months after they broke up, only 2 months, Justin Bieber married Hailey Baldwin, who is now Hailey Bieber, right? So everybody kind of gave him the side eye, but also just kind of let it go because we were like, whatever, they're married. You got to let a married couple be. Because it's just, they're not going to get a divorce because the public wants him to get back with his ex. Until now. So Hailey Bieber was basically seen bullying Selena Gomez on TikTok, right? After Selena Gomez got backlash for it coming out that, you know, she had gained weight because of her medical diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And Hailey Baldwin was like laughing about it with Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner. Now, it's come out that the only thing that Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber have in common is that they're both obsessed with Selena Gomez. Hailey Bieber, wants to be Selena Gomez so bad. So Selena Gomez got a tattoo of a G for her little sister under her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Hailey Bieber went to go get the same tattoo and no one knows for who.
No, she got a G?
A G.
What?
The same font, bruh.
What?
The same
that
font.
That is so weird. So Justin's new lady, his wifey, got a same tattoo, same font as his ex-girl, Selena Gomez?
Yes, it gets even worse. When Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber were dating, Justin gifted Selena a ring with a J in cursive with a sparkle. Hailey Bieber went to go get a tattoo on her finger of the same J in the same font with a sparkle.
This is weirdo.
Selena posted her BFFs. These are her best friends that were not famous. They were regular people. Tagged them, and not even like 2 months later, Hailey Bieber was seen at the beach with them. It's not like they were all famous and hanging out. No, she reached out to them to be their friend.
Oh, that's so strange.
Yeah. Selena Gomez's friend.
Yes.
What?
Then Selena Gomez started a cooking show.
Okay, talk about.
Selena Gomez started a cooking show.
I remember that during
the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was so successful. They renewed, I think, for like 3-4 seasons.
I watched it. It was a really good cooking show with her.
Yes, she always has her like grandparents on the show and her mom. Guess who else started a cooking show?
Wait a minute.
Hailey Bieber.
Now listen. Is this, like, a true question here.
Yeah.
Is this just weirdo things? Is she just being weirdo obsessive? Or do you think she's just trolling or trying to be a mean girl, purposely doing stuff that she does? So I feel like there's a difference, right?
I feel like if it was one or two of the things, it would be like, oh, okay, she's a fan. It's too many things there where it's either, like, you're obsessed, you clearly have no personality, so now you're trying to copy Selena's, or that it's just like that mean girl tendency.
Yeah.
But like, no, I think there has to be intention because continuing off of what
there's
Carla
more?
Was saying.
There's more.
Oh my God.
Can you talk about okie dokie?
Yes, okay.
What is okie dokie?
Selena Gomez is known for saying okie dokie a lot on her cooking show. So much that her producers would laugh and say, nobody says okie dokie anymore. And they had a jar where every time she said okie dokie, she had to put a dollar in it.
Uh-huh.
Because they thought it was like so funny and like annoying.
Okay.
Guess what Hailey Bieber says on her cooking show? Rachel.
She does not say okie dokie.
You have to put this in there, okie dokie. And I know that she doesn't own the word.
No, but that's still weird because, like you mentioned, the producer said, hardly anyone says okie dokie.
Yeah.
Like, so, that is like, oh my God.
And to make matters worse, and this is what I'll top it off with. Selena Gomez started a beauty makeup line called Rare Beauty.
Okay.
And now so has Hailey Bieber. Hailey has now started her own beauty line. I won't tell you what it's called because we ain't giving her publicity.
Oh.
But it's similar?
It's the same, but probably lower quality.
No, but the name.
Oh, no. No, the name is not the same. Okay, but they both start with an R.
Oh, this is really weird. I'm still trying to guess, is this just obsessed and she doesn't know she's that obsessed, or she's just me doing this on purpose and she knows what she's doing and she's just trolling just to get under her skin?
Imagine putting that much effort into trolling another human.
That's
like
crazy.
Getting the same tattoo, copying the cooking show. That's just strange.
The tattoo is what gets me though.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
same font of a G and no one knows what the G stands for.
Nope. Oh,
okay. Okay. So I've heard Carla, Gina, and Annie say this term. They want to be me so bad.
Oh.
They want to be me so bad in life. Family member, friend, ex-lover. They try to be you so bad. What did they do? How did they do it? Did they get the tattoo? Like, that's to me, it's mind-blowing, the whole tattoo thing. And the cooking show. And the everything.
And dating her ex.
Dating her ex. Okay, so who in life was trying to be you so bad or trying to be you so bad? Share your stories. We're going to take some of your calls up next. And I'm going to get some more. I feel like there's a couple more things you have to tell me. So we'll be right back. Okie dokie? Yeah.
Okie dokie.
It is the morning mess. We are in the rabbit hole of this whole drama between Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber's new wifey, Hailey Bieber, formerly Hailey Baldwin. And Carla's going to give you the details again. Right? This is very weird because this is the first time I'm listening to it. How bad Hailey Bieber wants to be Selena Gomez. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got Hannah. Who wants to be you so bad? What's going on, love?
Oh, my God. My ex-best friend wanted to be me so bad.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I would, like, start to like something, and she would just copy me, and it started with, like, little things. She would just get, like, the same color nails as me or similar clothes and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But then she applied at the same job as me, and I was like, okay, like, maybe we're getting a little too close, girl.
Wait,
you know?
Did she get the job?
She did get the job.
Okay.
Well, why wouldn't she? She's the same as you. She went through the same process, probably answered everything correctly just like you. Well, what do you guys do for a living?
We actually work in marketing. It's so weird, though. Like,
okay.
I get it. Like, marketing is marketing, but, like, you couldn't find a job somewhere else.
I mean, yeah, to your point, marketing is marketing and it's everywhere. It's not like she had to go to the place you were at.
Right. But that wasn't it, you guys. Like, she ended up buying the same car as me.
Girl.
That's weird.
That's a little weird.
What?
The last straw for me, she tried dating my ex after we broke up.
Oh.
That's how you make an ex-best friend real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wasn't going to see it on Instagram. Come on, girl. Like, so weird.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like stalking at that point, right?
Now, when this girl's trying to get with your ex, are you finding this out or is the ex hitting you up? Because, like, this is weird on so many different levels.
He posted a picture of them on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So did she, though. So,
what?
Like, what are you, stupid? Like, you think I can't see that?
Right.
That is so crazy that she would want to be just like you and then, like, just take over your life. Because this is exactly what's happening with Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber. Like, right down to them dating, you know?
Right.
That's crazy.
Do you guys still work together or?
No, she doesn't work there anymore. Uh-huh. She actually just left like a few weeks ago. But it's like, what a weird, weird series of events.
I got another question for you. Did you guys ever hook up in the past?
No.
No, okay.
Nope.
I'm sure she would have liked it or tried to just so she could know what you did in bed so she could copy that too.
Right.
No.
She probably would have. She was weird like that. Who knows?
She's like, you have a landing strip? I have a landing strip.
Okay.
Well, if she's listening right now with your ex man and they're in the car, like, it's talking about us. What do you want to tell her?
Enjoy my leftovers, girl.
Okay.
Whoa!
Okay. Well, we asked and we received. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you. I love you guys, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, love you too, queen. Thanks so much.
Love you so much. I want to be you. What kind of car do you drive?
Morning Mass hanging out with you. On God, this is the weirdest thing I've heard all week long with this whole Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber situation. Carla put me in the know. We're going to take some more calls. People that want to be you so bad, or as Carla, Gina, and Anisha would say, they want to be me so bad. Because if there's someone in life that tries to be you so bad, I've never heard of a better example than the Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber situation. This is crazy. Hit him off with the, like, I want to say you said like 10. Hit him off with the top three things of how she's trying to be Selena Gomez so bad.
Okay, top three. When Selena got a tattoo of a G under her ear for her little sister Gigi,
right.
Hailey got the same tattoo with the letter G and no one knows why.
Same font.
Same font to everything. That's the number one. Number two, Selena started a cooking show. And then Hailey Bieber started a cooking show. Number three, Selena Gomez started a beauty line. And Hailey Bieber started a beauty line. Honestly, we could go on forever. Selena Gomez had a nail tech. Hailey Bieber hired her same nail tech so she could do her nails for the day of her wedding.
This what? Is the weirdest thing. Now, either this girl's obsessed with Justin Bieber, her husband's ex-lady Selena Gomez, the most followed woman on Instagram, or she's just trolling her and being the ultimate mean girl. To do this on purpose. So it gets back to her.
Right.
And obviously, I don't know, guys. It's kind of working because Selena Gomez says she's leaving social media for a while. It's getting to her.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more so because of how much everyone's like noticing it now.
Right.
And bringing it up and like weird. Tagging. Because like even this is all over TikTok right now. And if you look in any of the comments, everybody is at Hailey Bieber. Like not even hiding it. Just tagging them.
All right. Well, we're getting numerous different calls. We got some dude on there. A lot of ladies calling in the show. But we do have Charlie on the line from Chicago. Charlie, they want to be you so bad. What's going on, bro?
Bro, my boss is sweating my so bad.
What?
What is he doing? What?
Anish wants you to speak slowly.
He, like, imitates me. And he's, like, an older guy. You know, it's, like, one of those guys that's kind of, like, still, like, I'm still cool.
Okay, give us some examples. Like, how's your boss trying to be you?
All right, so I got these new Jordan 1s. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, dude, those are super f***ing sweet, man. Like, I love those. Send me a link. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Send him a link. Don't think anything about it. Shows up wearing the same I got on.
Oh, he liked them.
I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm a sneakerhead. If I work with you guys, like, those are sweet, and you got the same exact ones. Like, Jordan ones, you get a different color, colorway.
Uh-huh. We look like freaking sneaker buddies or something. So weird.
Okay.
And then he's like, hey, you know, like, I'm trying to start getting out a little bit. And him and his wife got divorced, whatever, long story. But then, like, and again, like a dumbass, without thinking, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I hang out here all the time. We've got a lot of really nice-looking girls and good drink prices and da-da-da. Next thing you know, that's his hangout spot.
That's not cool.
So the spot where you go get drinks, now he's showing up.
Right. It's just like my Fridays are shot. Like, that's my hangout. Like, right. That's where all my people are. And I'm just like, oh, great. I got to, like, party with the boss. You can't see what a hole I am when I'm off work.
At least you know it for yourself.
It's weird because it's like, he's my boss, but I feel like he looks up to me. It's so backwards. It's crazy.
Right. Okay. So you keeping a job. I hope he's not listening, by the way.
No, I don't think he listens to this show, but if I did, you know, I think I said repeatedly that he's a really sweet guy.
It's like when people say, no offense, but.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Charlie, thank you for the call, bro.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.